Good morning, everybody. So my name is Florence Braya. I'm a UI principal engineer in Amadeus. It's a big company doing software for the travel industry. And I'm here to present Tansu, which is a framework library, which is a reactive library, agnostic, that we are using in our new widget library. Okay. So a bit of context. So my team is doing a lot of widget libraries since many years, like more than 15 years. And we are of open source a lot of them. The last one, which is very popular, is NG Bootstrap, with up to $2 million per month. And so we are kind of developing a new one, Agnos UI, which is using Tansu, and I'm going to explain what Tansu is. So first, a bit of Tansu, then the features, then we will see Agnos UI in a brief, in a few slides. And then we will finish by why Tansu is helping us a lot by developing this Agnos UI library. So Tansu is a signal library. So it's a library to do a state management in a reactive way. And there's a lot now of frameworks that are implementing such library. Okay, so we have SolidJS, which has also a signal library. Angular now, since last year, has a signal library. Quick from the start. SvelteStore is also some kind of solid library. Vue is having a reactive system also. React has preact signals, which is also framework agnostic, by the way. And we have developed ourselves on open source Tansu. Tansu is basically based almost on the SvelteStore, but is independent from Svelte. So let's dig into Tansu. So Tansu is providing a few state management primitives, so for base store. The most important one is the writable. So you can create a store by using the writable and give it an initial value. And then on this store, the idea is that anyone can subscribe on the store to get the actual value of the store.